Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
But you got to play that again. We got to play that again as soon as Will gets his headphones on, because he didn't hear the pleasure of himself.
Oh, what?
Can we play that again?
We have been loving T-Rock and Papa every Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whenever it's on.
What's going on, my friend?
Hey, guys.
You made it.
Yeah,
you made it.
I'm going to be all high energy, aren't I? That's it.
God, you look so much better in person. I've been Zooming with you all year.
He says I look better in person.
He does.
Wow, I did not know that human being was so large. Yeah, that's what he's actually thinking, right?
I would recruit you to play right tackle, but McGlinchey may leave. We could plug you right in.
I was already hitting up Taylor Luan earlier and just wondering if maybe that could be his direction.
You're on it, okay.
That's good.
But, yeah. Look, it's amazing to be here. Love being back out and having the Super Bowl back to relative normality. It's kind of slowly still coming back off it all. Obviously, we're still jet lagged, complete and utter mess. Not sleeping, but we're having a whale of a time.
When did you fly in from London?
We got in Sunday night. We were here probably. We came in Sunday night. We went out for a couple of beers on Sunday to try and acclimatize.
Yes, right away. Go to the beers.
And then opening night last night. And then because of the time difference, we had to come back here and do a radio show. So that didn't finish till 11:30 last night. So of course we had to go to another bar and seal the evening
work,
and make sure
hard.
That we and make sure that we were sleeping well. But I had a proper night's sleep last night.
So now you're
ready tonight because we're going out tonight.
I'm ready to go. Yeah. I'm ready for tonight.
Yeah,
I'm ready to tear
tonight.
Up with Greg Papa.
So how many?
Greg? Are you going to get on the dance floor?
We're going out. We're going to have fun tonight.
Listen, you haven't lived in, because the last time we were here, we tore it up in Scottsdale dancing wise. You haven't lived until you see this man dance.
Oh, I'm ready.
We're
going to
dance together?
Oh,
yeah,
he'll dance.
So we made a pact by the beginning of the year to come here, but we were going to bring the 49ers with
us. Why
are
you bringing the mood down?
Well, I just because
we were having so much fun.
Because every time you and I were on a heater.
Yeah,
we won 12 straight games, Will.
We haven't
talked since the championship game. What are your thoughts on this whole deal?
Yeah, listen.
How angry are we with Philadelphia?
I think for me, it's still like we were talking about the butterfly effect moments earlier, right?
Earlier today.
Our play-by-play guy, and I shouldn't say this because we're all meant to be neutral, but he is an Eagles fan. Our play-by-play guy for Sunday.
Yeah.
And
really?
So Phoebe Schechter, who you just met from Sky Sports, the wonderful Phoebe Schechter,
through
the various programs she's worked with women in the league, happens to know one of the people who was one of the replay officials at Lincoln Financial Field last Sunday. And Ollie met her earlier on.
Which one?
And shook her hand.
Jamie
and said,
Nicholson or Larry Hill?
The
expedited review on Devontae on fourth down?
That would have changed everything.
And apparently Ollie went up and went, "You're one of my favorite people." Shook her hand. Thank you for not expediting that review. Thank you for taking too long on that. Because without that moment, you suddenly have a fourth down turnover. You never get the Brock Purdy play. You probably never get the injury and all of that. Like this is, and the problem is this is what I've mulled over for 10 days now. I've gone, actually 14-7. That snap doesn't get fumbled. I think we could still win that game of football. The defense is playing absolutely lights out. They restrict Jalen Hurts to 140 total yards ground and air. It's heartbreaking that it came down to the way it did, being beaten by the run, which we've been so good at this year, and just having to watch them fumble around and try and figure out. I have a question for you guys, right? And this is a genuine, serious question. This isn't me trying to go all, Shannon and Skip and try and be controversial. But
wow.
Genuinely.
Is Dylan Brooks here?
Like, does does Shanahan have a problem being decisive and aggressive in big games? Because there's a Super Bowl that finished not 28-3 that suggests so. There's another Super Bowl with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter where there were plays he could have been more aggressive.
But this one, he fell behind.
But even there,
what, you
even
to
on that
challenge
review,
play?
You see him running back to the lineup, smashing his fist together, telling them to get it done.
You've got to call timeout.
You've got to call
timeout. I think the play there is to call timeout. Maybe not throw the red flag. Call timeout. And I'm still looking for a name for you. Is it Jamie Nicholson or Larry Hill?
I'm not letting you
there
read
were two
out.
Replay
I'm,
officials.
I'm not going to tell you the name.
Yeah, because he'll be at the hotel in 5 minutes. Yeah.
No. Greg, you're not allowed to meet this person.
No, exactly.
I want answers. I want answers.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So how many Super Bowls have you been to?
This is my eighth.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
eight in a row?
Not eight in a row. We didn't do Tampa Bay because of the pandemic.
Okay.
For us to have come out to that game, we would have had to have done 2 weeks quarantining because Britain was America's naughty list.
Right.
We
you
had
didn't
to
miss a lot.
We,
Tampa's
we,
okay.
Like we'd have had to have gone to either Mexico or Canada and stayed in a hotel room not leaving for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have done
that. Like Mexico better because at least it would have been warm.
Yeah,
but you know,
but if you're in your room, you're just looking at the ocean going, damn, I wish I was out
hey,
there.
Hey, I looked into it. I thought about
did
it.
Did you?
Of course you did.
But there was no way it was happening. So my first one was here at 49, and then I've done everyone since apart from the pandemic one. So it's nice to be back here. We hung out a bit with Sebastian Volmer yesterday, who was part of that great
nice.
Patriots team.
Yeah.
He's a really good dude, and spoke to him about his memories of that day. Shane Vereen is actually our co-coms. He's our
commentator.
Shane.
He comes
Sunday.
On all the time.
Well, he's here tomorrow, and he's here Thursday. We're getting him for a good couple of hours on Thursday, doing a load of stuff with us for the build-up for the game. So we'll get him over, and we'll have some fun with
him. So are you calling the game on Sunday?
I'm hosting the game on Sunday. Ollie Wilson is our commentator. He's been doing our Super Bowls for the last 4 years. He's the Eagles fan, but I'm sure he'll be completely neutral on Sunday.
Sure.
And if he's not, I'll take over and do the play-by-play. And Shane is our color commentator, and then we'll get a nice rotation of other guests.
So
well.
In America, Super Bowl Sunday brings Americans together more than any single event, more than any holiday. Mm-hmm. More Americans get around whatever they're watching the game on Super Bowl Sunday together. How big is America's Super Bowl in England?
So the viewing figures over the last 5 years that have just grown and grown and grown suggest that there are a good, I think it's 6 or 7 million Brits staying up to watch it, which I know isn't a huge number compared to the 150, whatever it is, huge numbers that are watching.
So the game won't kick off till about 10:30 at night?
It's 11:30.
11:30.
Oh,
so, I mean, it's actually good for us on radio because what people tend to do is they'll stay up and watch the pregame and maybe the first quarter, and then they'll go to bed and stick the radio on, and we find our numbers midway through the second quarter.
Is that true?
Woo!
That
through
true?
The roof. Yeah, because people will listen. They'd rather, if they're going to be in bed, they'd rather listen to the radio broadcast if they're like a casual fan. But it's a lot of people. It's, and this is absolutely true. Pre-pandemic, the few Super Bowls before that, the biggest sick day in the UK for like three straight years was the Monday after
Super
Bowl.
Well, that's just like America. It's like, just like
it was amazing because people forget that it's that Sunday and they don't book it off.
Oh, because it's like, so late too.
And yeah, it'll finish at 2:33 in the morning. So, and there are a lot of bars and places that will do big Super Bowl parties. There's a place near us called the Clapham Grand where there's probably 1,500 people and there's theatre seating and there's tables.
Wow.
And it's a huge, huge event, but kind of within the community, as it were. It's not the same as a Champions League final or an FA Cup final, but it's amazing how close it is to those things.
So last time we spoke to you, you had a busy day on Championship Sunday, didn't you? You had a big soccer match in the morning. You were to be drinking all day, remember?
It was Wild Card weekend.
First game Wild Card.
We had ice.
So how'd that game day go for you?
So I fell asleep during the fourth quarter of the Seattle game.
What?
On the sofa.
The lead was big enough by then.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I would never fall asleep.
You saw the Debo touchdown.
Absolutely. Yeah, and
the 76.
And I heard
at one point it was what 41.
And I heard your voice in my head, Greg. Don't you?
Debo.
I fell asleep with a glass of whiskey.
Oh,
rested on my belly. And
we're gonna be friends.
There's a photo of me.
There's
a photo of me about midway through the second quarter of the following game, which is the Chargers game, right? Chargers-Jaguars game.
Yeah, later that night. Yeah, yeah.
Just on the sofa, whiskey still in hand, hadn't spilled a drop.
That is
you didn't spill a drop?
That's a man right
there. Half-time of Chargers-Jaguars.
Oh, my God.
Snapped back awake. Got some fast food wafted under my nose. Had a few nuggets. Watched the second half of that game. Had a whale of a time.
We are partying tonight.
Oh,
right
God.
On. All right, we got to jump on here.
I promised my wife I wouldn't.
Come on.
No.
We won't tell her.
No.
You're fine.
No, come on.
Thank you, man.
You.
It's good to see you. I know we'll see you the rest of the week.
Love it.
Awesome to see you. We'll see you tonight.
Love you, brother.
That is
we're partying tonight.
Friend from Talk Sport over in England, obviously. We're talking a lot of Niners. He's the best.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.